The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Finally this morning, Dublin, like so many other parts of the country, is of course well known for its characters. People like Johnny Fortycoats, Dancing Mary, Hairy Lemon, Bang Bang, and so many others. Noel Fleming started work in Arthur's shop in the Liberties aged 13. Decades later, he's still there in his shop on Mead Street. In his shop window are portraits of many of Dublin's greatest characters. He penned this essay about one of them.
Paddy Allwright had a lovely sunny disposition. He was born with a slight disability. He couldn't walk as a child and was pushed around in a boxcar. He loved watching the hustle and bustle of the markets up around North King Street where he was born. When he was old enough, he became a tugger. A tugger is someone who brought goods from the markets to the street traders. Paddy's patch was Thomas Street and the Ivy Markets. He loved to sing and all the dealers fell in love with him. He used to serenade them or tell them little innocent jokes. And because Paddy couldn't read or write, he learned all his songs listening to the radio. Sometimes he wouldn't catch the words properly and he put in his own ones. He never sang the same song the same way twice, but he could play a variety of instruments to accompany himself. Anytime there was a party or outing, Paddy would be the guest there. One of the traders in the Ivy Market, a lady called Nan McGee, would find lovely sparkly jackets or waistcoats for Paddy to wear when he was performing. She even got him a 10-gallon hat like Gene Autry used to wear.
Gene Autry, America's favourite cowboy. And his horse, Champion, the world's wonder horse.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel.
And he got a big pair of Elvis-like sunglasses to finish off his attire.
I'll be so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find...
Paddy became famous in singing pubs. People would be in stitches laughing when he was singing. He loved the attention. The love of his life was Betty. She worked in the kitchen in the Old Mead Hospital. A matron in the hospital acted as matchmaker, and Paddy and Betty were married in Dunlavin in County Wicklow and settled down in the little house off Cork Street to wedded bliss. They never had children but were devoted to each other. Betty even became involved in his cabaret act.
The moon belongs to everyone.
Sometimes he sang Al Jolson songs, and Betty would put on white gloves and stand in front of the stage, waving her hands as Paddy sang. There are many stories I could tell you about Paddy, but one of my personal favourites was the time we had a karaoke in our little shop on Mead Street. He asked me to pick him up one Monday morning, and at the time I was driving an old Nissan Bluebird saloon car that had a big boot. He was waiting at the door of his house with what I thought was a small fridge. It turned out to be an old amplifier with the guts hanging out of it. We dragged it into the boot, but we couldn't close the lid. I said to Paddy, you can't use that, it'll blow the place up. But about an hour later, while I was dressing the window of the shop with trays of bacon and trays of sausages and other stuff, Paddy got the amplifier going. And he was shouting, testing, testing, one, two, three. And I got such a fright when he kicked off, I nearly fell into the window. And he said, Noel, we have to make a stage. So we made a stage out of 4 milk crates and 2 breadboards. Paddy put on his cabaret gear, turned on the microphone and called out to all the ladies going up Mead Street. And next to no time, the shop was full. Paddy was in his element. He kicked off at Sonny Knowles. He loved Sonny Knowles. Even though he mixed up all the words, the tune was true and they howled for more.
An American landed on Erin's green isle, and he gazed at Killarney with rapturous smile. How can I buy it, he said to to his guide. I'll tell you how, with a smile he replied. I'm sure you'll know it. How can
After swigging out of a bottle of red lemonade, he finished his set with I Know a Millionaire.
I know a millionaire.
The true version of that song goes, I know a millionaire who's burdened down with care. A load is on his mind. He's thinking of the day when he must pass away and leave this world behind.
I haven't any gold to leave when I grow old. Somehow it passed me by.
But Paddy's version, I know a millionaire who cares what people say. I know you're on my mind. And if you go away, and if you go away, and leave me all behind. The place was in an uproar. But sadly, he did leave us all behind. One morning, he came down to Thomas Court, where he parked his box cart, took it out, and went off down to Thomas Street to set up some of the stalls. But he collapsed with a heart attack between the shafts of his box cart. He was taken to hospital, but he never woke up. He died a few days later. His funeral was in Dunor Avenue Church, and it was packed. And his pure white Betty had a broken heart, and about 4 months after Paddy died, she passed away. They're now buried together in Mount Jerome Cemetery, and they have a lovely grave up there, which is very well kept. People still talk about Paddy nearly every day. When Frawley's department store on Thomas Street was closing, Keith Duffy of By His Own Fame's dad was the manager. He had a lovely picture of Paddy in the shop. He gave it to me, and it now sits in pride of place in our window with all the other characters from the Liberties. Rest in peace, Paddy Allwright, and the others who have gone before us.
Absolutely. Such lovely memories there from Noel Fleming. Well, that's all we have time for this week. The show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin and Emma Laffin. Until next week, wishing you all a wonderful and peaceful Christmas.